每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
8月15日，自然的奇迹。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。罗马书15章4节。在大自然的奇迹中，我们看到神的法则在运行。有谁不曾在晴朗夜空仰望群星而心怀敬畏，无声地惊叹神造物的荣耀？有谁不曾在春天看到万物绽放出新的生机和活力，而感受到心灵被提升？我们在周围的美丽和丰盛中看到神的巨大力量和他计划的无限细节，但自然没有告诉我们神的爱和恩典。在我们内心的最深处，良心让我们知道上帝的同在和善恶之间的道德差异，但这只是支离破碎的信息，完全无法像圣经的教训一样清晰和全面。只有在圣经的书页之中，我们才能找到基督教所依据的所有真正的明确无误的信息。让我们一起祷告。当我读你的话时，全能的神，请清除我心中无用的念头，好让我能够知道今天你给我的信息。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
August 15th, Wonders of Nature. These things that were written in the scripture so long ago are to teach us. Romans 15:4. In the wonders of nature, we see God's laws in operation. Who has not looked up at the stars on a cloudless night and marveled in silent awe at the glory of God's handiwork? Who has not felt his heart lifted in the spring of the year as he sees all creation bursting with new life and vigor? In the beauty and abundance around us, we see the magnitude of God's power and the infinite detail of his planning. But nature tells us nothing of God's love or God's grace. Conscience tells us in our innermost being of the presence of God and of the moral difference between good and evil. But this is a fragmentary message, in no way as distinct and comprehensive as the lessons of the Bible. It is only in its pages that we find the clear and unmistakable message upon which all true Christianity is based. Let's pray. As I read your word, Almighty God, clear my mind of needless thoughts so that I may be aware of your message for me this day. In Jesus' name. you.